Good evening. Welcome to another exciting session here in Ever Increasing Word Training Center. I'm your instructor once again, Dr. W. Ryan. Luke is moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy by Apostle Jonathan David. We will be covering in this evening's session chapter number 9, which is moving in the gift of the word of knowledge. So let us begin. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 9 and 10. For we know, now notice this phrase, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. When that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Partial knowledge, a revelational knowledge, is continual in this age until the perfect comes. The perfect is not the canon of Scripture, but Jesus, who is coming again in person. Revelation knowledge is available until we come face to face with Christ at his second coming. The accessibility of in revelation knowledge is limited to what God has given us in his written word or the canon of Scripture. Through God's written word, we know what? Say only in part. See, in God's written word, we don't have the whole. We have a part until we get to see him face to face. Go ahead. No new revelation can come which is not already given in the part that is made known to us in God's written word. New Testament prophets function in line with the word and illuminates that and illuminates that which has already been made known to us in Ephesians chapter number 4, verses 11 through 13. And he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect or matured man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ. Prophet and illuminates the portions of the written word that have been unfolded to them. The present day revelation flow makes the written word relevant for our times. We do not need revelation knowledge in heaven or after Jesus' second coming. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are for us to use, not pay attention, on this earth and to help us to be a good and an effective witness on this earth. Now, before I go to of revelation knowledge, I want you to look at 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10 says, but I had not seen, I neither have ear heard, nor have it entered into the what? Heart of man. The things that God for them that what? Love him. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So basically, all revelation knowledge comes in the person of the Holy Spirit. He is the revealer, watch this, of all truth. Get me St. John 14 and 16. You see, we know in part. We know in part, and we know the part that the Holy Spirit, what? Makes known to us or reveals to us. We can't walk any further than what's been revealed. St. John 14, 16. Pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because the world seeth him not, neither do the world knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. That's the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? St. John 16 and 12. Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you are not able to what? Bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into what? All the truth. Read. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things, or he will reveal to you things to come. Keep reading. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and he shall show it, or he shall reveal it unto you. So it is through intimacy and fellowship with the Holy Spirit that God reveals to us the things that the Spirit will show us. Y'all got it? Deuteronomy 29:29. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things, the mysteries, the hidden things belong to God. But those things which are revealed, they belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law, all the word that God have instructed us to do. Now we got Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing. Read. Except he reveal his secret unto his servant, the prophet. So that go along with what you just heard. Are you listening? That prophets can only reveal to us what God reveals to them. Two realms. There are two realms of revelation knowledge. Illuminative revelation and informative revelation. Illuminative revelation is that which enlightens mainly the truths in the written word. It is the revelation of the word. It also illuminates principles in God's word that are applicable or situations in the lives of those that's receiving the word. Ephesians chapter 1, 17 and 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding, I like to say the eyes of your spiritual understanding being enlightened, that you might what? Know what is the hope of his what? Calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, the saints. Go ahead. Informative revelation. This realm concerns specific information that is made known to the prophet and to the prophetic ministers by the Spirit. Notice that, by the Spirit of revelation and through revelation gifts. It includes the realm of revelation and prediction. Acts chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus. And Agabus, notice this phrase, signified by the Spirit that there should be great direth throughout all of the earth, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Now, this is a workable definition, so you know you're going to see it again. The word of knowledge is the Holy Spirit's supernatural revelation. Read it from the beginning. The gift of the word of knowledge is the Holy Spirit's supernatural revelation concerning certain facts of the past and present of a person that is in the mind of God. Y'all notice that? God reveals certain facts concerning a person. You listening? About their past or their present. Isn't that something? Go ahead. Some details from the infinite knowledge of God are given to a person. The preposition of the word of knowledge must be taken note of. It is not a word of knowledge. It is the word of knowledge. That means it's a specific word that God spoke to a specific person concerning specific things that is only known to God. Are you listening? Only known to God that he reveals to his servant, the prophet, to speak to you. So it's not a word of knowledge. It is the word of knowledge. Go ahead. The word of knowledge is a fragment of the knowledge of God. But it is the specific word that is needed for the situation of person or persons that is involved. It is the exact word. There is absolutely no guesswork involved. Turn to St. John 4. I want to show you this. Go ahead. There's no guesswork involved because it is the revelation of what? Facts. Now in St. John, go ahead. In St. John chapter 4, you will find where Jesus met this woman at the well. Are you listening? St. John chapter 4. And Jesus tells this woman, go call your husband. Come on, let's get the verses so you could see it. This is the gift manifested through an inward revelation. And the scriptural reference is St. John 4, 1 through 19. But we just gonna deal with the verse where he tells her to go call her husband. What verse is that? Verse 16. Jesus, speaking to the woman at the well, saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered Jesus and said, notice she told Jesus, I have no husband. Now, y'all ready for this? She didn't, it's not what you say, it's what you don't say. And that's a read. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, notice what Jesus said. Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had how many? Five husbands. And he whom thou hast is not your husband. And that sayest thou truly. And the woman said unto Jesus, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Now, y'all remember what we told you. Everybody want to call themselves what? A prophet, a prophetess. But there are four gifts that must be in consistent and constant manifestation in your life. Are you listening? The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, and special faith. Are you listening? Go ahead. The word of knowledge, it's not naturally acquired knowledge. Anything that is acquired is called an accomplishment and not a gift. It is not a divine knowledge that is acquired by long years of experience of experiencing God's ways and workings. The word of knowledge is not gained through our walk with God. The revelation gifts are not vocal gifts. They only become vocal or flow through vocal gifts when shared and spoken out. Y'all understand that? Revelation gifts. That's why when we started off teaching this semester, one of the things we shared with you is that the prophecy gate opens up the flow for the six other manifestations of the Spirit. They all flow through the what? Prophecy gate, listening, which means you have to what? Say something. Are you listening? But because you have to say something, don't mean you confuse prophecy with the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom will flow through the gate of prophecy. Are you listening? But it's dealing with something what? Specific. So is the word of knowledge. You with me so far? Okay, go ahead. When we make vocal, now y'all know the vocal gifts are prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues, right? Diverse kinds of tongues, we're talking about the supernatural manifestation of the Spirit of many kinds of tongues with the interpretation of tongues by the Spirit is equivalent to prophecy. Y'all got that, right? Remember, prophecy is the dime. Diverse kinds of tongues is one nickel. Interpretation of tongues is the second nickel, right? Two nickels equal a dime. Y'all got it? Okay, go ahead. When we make vocal the secret word received, we are operating through a gift, which is the prophecy. Okay, these are additional notes that are not in your books. This gift is called the word of knowledge, not the gift of knowledge. 1 Corinthians 12 and 8. For to one is given, notice, for to one is given by the Spirit, the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge, notice, is by the same Spirit. See, all of these things work as the Spirit will. They are not a part of human intellect, human study, human reasoning, how long you've been in the earth realm. You listening? They simply work by that one and self-same spirit. I had you to read 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, where it starts off saying that there are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but who? The same God. You listening? Then we have 1 Corinthians 12, 7, which says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to what? Every man to do what? To profit with all. Then you drop down to, I believe it's verse 11, where it says, these all work. Say it again. But all these work it. That one and that self-same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills or as the spirit wills. Are you listening? But now we have to couple that with 1 Corinthians 14, verse number 1. Follow after charity, but you have to desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. And the reason for that is prophecy edifies the whole church. You listening? But we should desire, you listening, for the gifts to be made manifest in our life. I believe in the church, there's no desire, there's no expectation for the gifts to flow. As a matter of fact, I would like to go a step further here this evening. We must understand the Spirit is alive. Are you listening? And he must demonstrate that he's alive. The only way he could do it is that we flow in these gifts. You know, when you reveal to people something that only them and God know, that they know you didn't know, and quite possibly nobody else know, that opens them up to God. Are you listening? To God. I'm not talking about them false prophets out there who know something but can't change nothing, like a psychic or somebody talking about reading your poem. I ain't talking about all that. I'm talking about the gift of the Spirit. Remember, Satan always got a counterfeit. You listening? So people tend to try to make a prophet a psychic. But a psychic may know only what Satan telling him through familiar spirits. Are you listening? But a familiar spirit don't know the mind of God. Go ahead. There's no such thing as a spiritual gift of knowledge. God is all knowledge. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He doesn't reveal everything he knows to man. God does not reveal everything that he knows to man. He gives him just the word, a word or part of what he knows. The word of knowledge is a supernatural manifestation, as are all of the gifts of the Spirit. The word of knowledge, scriptural references. The gift of the word of knowledge can be manifested through visions, assignment reading, Revelation chapter 1, 9 through 20. When John was on the Isle of Patmos, John wrote that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Jesus appeared to him in a vision. In this vision, Jesus revealed to John the condition of the seven churches that were in the Asia Minor, as recorded in the book of Revelation. John exiled to the Isle of Patmos, he could not possibly have known what was going on in those seven churches. But Jesus, who is in the midst of the church, revealed to him their spiritual condition. And this was the word of knowledge in manifestation. Y'all got it? Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 12. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him saith the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And Ananias said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto Ananias, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire of the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And this Paul who prayeth had seen in a vision a man, y'all listening to this, a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand upon him that he might receive his sight. Now, let me see. That's why, see, when you read the Bible, study the Bible, not only did he receive his sight, but he also received the Holy Ghost. You listening? He received his sight and the Holy Ghost. Are you listening? Now notice in this passage here, he said he gonna pray that you receive your what? Sight. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm just trying to help y'all. Go ahead. Here again, the word of knowledge is manifested in a vision. But this time, it came to a layman. Ananias wasn't an apostle, as was John. He wasn't an apostle. He wasn't a prophet. He wasn't an evangelist. He wasn't a pastor or a teacher. He was just a man born of God for God's service. See, sometimes we think that in order for God to use us, we got to stand in one of those fivefold ministry offices. But these gifts belong to who? The church. You listening? All of us ought to desire spiritual gifts. I believe that certain of these gifts must be made manifest in our lives to qualify us to stand in these certain offices on a consistent and regular basis. You listening? Go ahead. The Bible calls Ananias a disciple. He was just a learner, a member of the church at Damascus. If the Lord wills, laymen as well as ministers can have manifestation of the word of knowledge. In this vision, the Lord told Ananias to go to a certain house and pray for Saul. At the same time, he appeared to Saul in a like vision, showing Saul that Ananias was coming to pray for him, that he might receive his sight. Ananias could not have known in the natural that in a certain house, on a certain street, a man named Saul was praying at that very moment. He could not have known this any other way than by supernatural revelation. God had to tell him. Then on top of that, God had him on Straight Street. Oh, y'all didn't catch it. God had him on Straight Street. He was on the wrong street at first. He was trying to kill a church. Go ahead. The gift manifested through an inward revelation. The scriptural references is John 4, 1 through 19. We already talked about that. The gift of the word of knowledge in the Old Testament through the word of knowledge, the discouraged can be comforted, the saints gladdened, and lost property recovered, the enemy defeated, and the Lord Jesus glorified. Supernatural manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit occurred in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. In fact, all the gifts of the Spirit, except tongues and the interpretation of tongues, were in operation in Old Testament times. You want to know why? The Spirit was back there too. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That word God is the Hebrew word Elohim, which is a uniplural noun representing Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was void and without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and here it goes. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So he was back in the Old Testament, just like he is in the New Testament. Go ahead. Through the word of knowledge, the discouraged can be comforted. So the word of knowledge is used to enlighten a discouraged servant. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 2 through 4. Read 1 through 4. That's okay. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah, the great man of faith, the prophet, had done, and withal, how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow, about this time. And when Elisha saw that, he arose and he went for his life. And he came to Bathsheba, which belonged to Judah. And he left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. And he came and he sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die. God, just kill me. And he said, it is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers. Now, verse 14 says, and Elijah said, I have been very jealous for the Lord my God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and have slain all of your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life to take it away. Now, verse 18. This is God speaking. God said, yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth would have not kissed him. The prophet Elijah was very bold up on the mountaintop when he prayed far down from heaven. But when someone told him that the queen Jezebel said that by this time, tomorrow, she gonna have his head, Elijah became what? Fearful for his life. He sat down and the man of faith and power, slayed all of the false prophets of Baal after calling fire down from heaven, get back in the natural, and say, I'm ready to die. And go ahead. And he told God, everybody is backslidden but me. Everybody have bowed their knees to Baal but me. I'm the only one who didn't do it, Lord. I'm the only one left, Lord. But God gave him, watch this, the word of knowledge, which encouraged him. Well, what word of knowledge did God give him? You're not the only one. Now watch this. God gives him an exact number. There are 7,000, a complete number. You listening? There are 7,000 that I have reserved for myself, just like you, who have not bowed their knees to Baal nor kissed him. Isn't that something? There was no way for Elijah to know that except God revealed it to him by his spirit. So you don't think he got encouraged? When you find out you're not the only one, don't you get encouraged? Huh? When the enemy try to rob you and tell you you're the only one going through something, God say, no, go ahead. The word of knowledge to expose a hypocrite. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 25 and 26. But he went in. This is concerning Gehazi. This is when Naaman, the mighty man of valor, went to the prophet Elisha, are you listening, to be cured of his leprosy, because there was a young maiden in Israel who was a maid in the house of Naaman, who told his wife, would that my Lord knew the prophet Elisha. Are you listening? And then the king wrote a letter so that Naaman can come see the king and get to the prophet. I'm just giving you a little scenario so you know where we're going. Naaman shows up to the prophet. Are you listening? But the prophet always speaks to his servant to speak to who God sent. You listening? And so you know what happened. Naaman comes. The prophet Elisha tell Gehazi, tell him go dip 7 times in the muddy Jordan and he'll come up healed. Well, you know Naaman was wroth. He was mad, number one, that Elisha the prophet didn't come speak directly to him. A prophet don't have to come talk to you. He must do what God say do. You listening? Well, Naaman was mad and he wasn't going to do it. And then some of his servants say, now, if he had told you go do some mighty deeds of war, you would have did it without a problem. Humble yourself and go obey that prophet. And you know, Naaman dipped 7 times in the muddy river and came up whole. Well, in that day and during those days, they like to honor prophets. So Naaman say, I'm going to present this prophet with some gifts. But the prophet says it's not time to receive. Are you listening? But Gehazi, his servant, was there. So Naaman and them took off to go back to their country. Gehazi runs to him, joins himself to them, and says, okay, he needs, you know, his prophet told him to come get this for some other little servant people. You listening? Other prophets. And so he got the stuff from Naaman. And when he went back, he appeared before Elisha, and these are the words Elisha said to him. Read. 2 Kings 5:25. And he stood before his master, and Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went nowhere. And he said unto him, went not my heart or my spirit with you? When the man turned again from his chariot to meet you. Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? Okay, wasn't time to receive. You've enjoyed, not if you've enjoyed, but we'll see you on the next session. Enjoy evening.